Welcome into a Zach Chat. We are joined with Marshalltown Public Works Director Heather Thomas. How are you doing today?
Good, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. Wanted to bring you in because it is we are right in the middle of the heart of construction season. There are a lot of roads being worked on right now. And just kind of want to go over, before we get a little bit further with this mill and overlay project, talk about what some expectations for people across town, because this has been something that people have asked for a long time here in Marshalltown, is get to those roads. So let's first start, we have this big project on Main Street going on right now. What's kind of an update for people?
Yes. So in Main Street area, we are working on the intersection of First Ave and East Main. That's going to be the next piece of the project that gets open to traffic. All of the concrete work for the street section is done and in. They're touching up the brick inlays in that intersection right now. We are hopeful by the end of next week to be able to get that open to traffic. So that's really good. We do have a little bit of work left in the sidewalk areas at that intersection that we're going to try to go ahead and proceed with after we get it open to traffic. But that'll be really exciting here, you know, May 27, 28, 29, somewhere in that ballpark, getting that intersection opened. That will allow traffic to flow a little bit better through town. That block there from Center Street to First Ave is open. However, it's a dead end right now in front of the courthouse. So we're going to have the ability to go ahead and have traffic flow through that block while they continue to work on the Event Plaza space. So that Event Plaza space there in front of the courthouse continues in construction. We had a little bit of a delay here in late April, even early May, just a little bit. The structural soil, which is a product or material that goes underground in areas that are paved to allow trees for their roots to thrive and be able to be planted in urban environments and pavement environments, that product was delayed from the supplier. And so Construct can't do anything above it until we get that in underground. So they did get that in. Started to continue with that work, set the seat walls. So there's some concrete seat walls in that area that are now set in place. We still have a little bit of grouting to do on those, but then you'll see some flat work start as well. I've been asked several questions. Will the Event Plaza space be open for RegBri? The answer is yes. We will be open for RegBri in that event work. And as we go further east, construction still continues in the blocks from First Ave to Third Ave. Right now, we're in the longest, I want to say most painful part of construction in that area because we're working on underground water main. And this underground water main, as we've talked about before, is over 100 years old. Don't have a lot of great records on it. Don't have ability to shut it down and isolate small sections of it. So that is definitely, Construct's got their hands full on that. But continuing to make progress. We're excited to continue with that. The main itself is in and tested and passed, and we're working on getting service lines tied over from the old water main to the new water main. So work continues down there as well, but on any given day, you're probably seeing 3 or 4 or 5 crews out there and working on various aspects of the project between the courthouse, Event Plaza space, First Ave right now, and then further east on the water main work.
Okay, so if I've kind of got my dates right here, you just said that intersection of First Avenue and Main Street is kind of targeting maybe the end of next week as being open to public?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then I know we talked with the Event Plaza space. There was a date here at the end of May, maybe a little delay. Is it maybe mid-June is kind of what we're looking for that space to be opened up?
I'm going to feel probably better with end of June, I would say. End of June, early July. Like I said, our next event, I think, is July 12th or 17th. I can't remember for MCBD that they're targeting having in that space. So that'll be ready for that event as well as RegBri there on the 22nd.
And then the final two blocks there from First Avenue to Third Avenue, will that be finished up this calendar year?
This calendar year, yes. It will not be finished up by RegBri. So it'll take definitely late summer, potentially early fall. We're still kind of working through the portion of construction that's the most unknown with the underground water main and then also the underground vaults and those kind of things that are along those businesses there. We found, you know, old fuel tanks and those kind of things. We found existing vaults that we knew about that we needed to address, but we've also found old vaults that somebody previously attempted to abandon but did so in a manner that we now have to pull out the work that they did and redo that work. Definitely some unknowns still in that phase as far as a completion.
Are unknowns like that causing significant delays, or is that just, you know, adding a few hours here and there?
It definitely delays them moving to the next step. But as far as how we've set up and getting done this year, we're not concerned yet at that point. But it is delaying or making the water main section at least take longer for them to be able to work through that piece.
Okay. Well, we'll stay connected with you throughout this summer and where they're at on those final two blocks as things continue to progress in downtown Marshalltown. One thing that's going to be discussed at the city council meeting on Tuesday next week, you guys are looking at a mill and overlay project. There's a public hearing about it. Let's just talk through kind of first mill and overlay for people who don't know what that means. Can you explain that quick?
Yes. So we have many streets in Marshalltown. There are several different materials that streets are made out of. A lot of people know what concrete street is. We have seal coat streets. We have gravel streets. But we also have two different types of streets that involve a hot mix asphalt or HMA. And those are streets that may potentially be full depth asphalt, meaning the entire surface is an asphalt product, and then there are some that have concrete, and they've previously been overlaid with asphalt. So those are the two categories of streets that this project's going to target. We're looking at streets that we're able to either do one of two things, take the existing asphalt overlay, remove that and put a new one on to kind of rejuvenate that surface. We also have some that are full-depth asphalt that we're going to mill off a little bit on the top, and put a new asphalt on. And then we've got some, Ingledew comes to mind, where we've got a section right now that is actually a gravel street with about 3 inches of asphalt on it. So we're actually going to need to add on top of what's there today. So there's a combination. It's all asphalt work. Some's going to be milled. Some's not going to be milled. Some's going to get added to. Some will be filling in between the curb and gutter sections, and some will go into the curb and gutter sections as well. But in short, we're going to try to put a new asphalt surface on some of these.
Okay. And how did you pick the roads that you're kind of targeting for this project?
Yes. Yeah, so anytime we go into road construction, there's pros and cons to it, right? There's an inconvenience during construction itself that causes traffic to need to adjust on how they get through town. It's also impactful to the businesses and the property owners that are directly on that route. So as we looked at these projects, some of the things we looked at is what is coming up this year, what other things are happening this year that may impact traffic, and selecting those roads, and then also looking at the next 5 years. For example, this project, we are looking at doing an asphalt mill and overlay on West State Street. So many people know that we did a reconstruction project downtown on State Street here a couple years ago that ended at 3rd Street. So we have a project now for this mill and overlay that's actually going to take 5th Street to 13th Street. And some people ask, well, why are you skipping two blocks, you know, between 3rd Street and 5th Street? And the reason we're skipping those two blocks is because we have a storm sewer project that's going to be at the 4th Street intersection here coming up in the next 5 years. So as we look at street sections, you have to look at the street condition. That's absolutely a factor. But also kind of looking at what is projected as underground work in that area. Some other things and factors that played into it is we rely on the at-grade and viaduct passes of the UP Railroad here in town. And we have a lot of projects coming up on those here in the next 5 years. Obviously, the Center Street Viaduct is currently closed. As we look in the next couple years, we have a project with Iowa DOT where they will be doing a resurfacing on 3rd Ave or Highway 14. They also, not too long after that, actually have a deck overlay on that viaduct bridge as well. The city has another project on Center Street over Lynn Creek. That bridge is getting addressed. So we have lots of things on viaducts and at-grade crossings here, the railroad quiet zone and those kind of things. So as we picked this set of projects, we tried to pick streets and stuff that weren't going to further complicate the traffic congestion or detours necessary for the projects that are happening this year. Those were factors. There's also several private developments and construction that's going on around town. And so when we have heavy traffic and construction, like we're talking like the Miller Middle School project, Marshalltown Company's got a big one going on. We know some point the old hospital is going to need some attention and have a lot of work. So we avoided streets that are generally really close to those projects for two things. We don't want to impact traffic during that and congest that up anymore. But also, we know that construction traffic is very hard on streets as well. So I don't want to necessarily go in and put a new asphalt overlay on a street that's going to have some really heavy traffic over the next couple years. So I would say from a selection standpoint, you know, first we looked at the condition and what streets were potentially able to be asphalted through a mill and overlay project based on its condition. But then we kind of did a process of elimination on saying, hey, stay out of this area of town, and kind of narrowed it down that way. As some of those streets that we picked, we'll be honest, that when we look at their pavement condition index or PCI value, it's a numerical rating from 0 to 100 that rates the condition of the street. It looks at all kinds of things. And then it's a weight factor into a formula to kind of give it an average condition of that street. So as we looked at those, we wanted to target some of them that are on those borderlines. So does it need reconstructed or can we salvage it? And so when we did that, we went out and actually cored some of those streets. And we were able to determine, hey, we have a chance at salvaging this with a mill and overlay. And then there were some streets that we cored and we realized, hey, this is not going to hold up to a mill and overlay. I think a couple of the streets come to mind, 16th Street there between Main and Summit, 19th Street between Main and Summit were ones we were looking at for this project. But once we core drilled them, we had some concerns about their ability to hold up to this type of a project. So they were removed from the project. So a lot of that kind of stuff happened in the background. Then we put a package together where we tried to group streets in close proximity to each other. Anytime that you have a contractor that's bringing in this type of equipment, moving them all in areas of town that are a little bit next to each other helps with mobilization costs and how the contractor operates. We also wanted to look at making sure we were kind of trying to get into the different areas of Marshalltown. So we looked at all four wards. There are streets in all four wards getting addressed with this project. So those are just some of the things we looked at, but there's a little bit of a process going into behind the scenes there.
Yeah, I'm sure people love to hear about that process because it's not always presented at city council meetings. It's just this is what we had decided or staff has recommended to move forward with. So it's great to hear there's a lengthy process that goes into this. You guys shared at the city council meeting the map of the roads that you're looking at. We've shared it on the 1230kfjb.com as well. Are all of those roads that were highlighted going to be part of this project? Or are there some that are maybe you're trying to get in into this project?
Yeah, so there was a core base bid of many of the streets, but there was also an add alternate included in that. So on that map, there was some work there at 16th Ave, 17th Ave, and Norris Place Street. Those streets particularly that are shown on the plans right now are called add alternates, which means we're going to make a determination of whether to award those or not based on the bids we receive. One of the things that's at play here is when you work on asphalt streets or any street in particular, and you have sidewalks that come to the street, those sidewalks at the intersections, we call them quadrants. A lot of them have ADA accessible panels or truncated domes. And so depending on what you're doing on the street, sometimes you have to address those at the same time. And so we have a separate project that we're working on pulling the design together. There's potentially a little bit of right-of-way issue to be able to do those improvements. So we've pulled that sidewalk project out of this so we can get the asphalt work done first, and then it's going to follow with a little bit of sidewalk at the intersections. So we'll be looking at those things and where the bids come in based on our target budget of $2.5
million. Okay, so $2.5 million is what's being spent on this mill overlay project?
That's correct.
All right, that's another thing. I know people want to see those dollars being spent on the roadways. Is there anything else? I know you were on with Kyle earlier this week talking about the Center Street Viaduct a little bit, but is there any other kind of big construction projects, especially for the roads, that listeners need to know about?
Yeah, I'd say there's just a couple over the last, I guess, week and a half. We've done some projects in coordination, one of them with Marshall County out on Summit Street between Valley View and 21st Street. That was also a mill and overlay, but it was a mill and overlay that was done under a type of project more of maintenance as opposed to rehabilitation. And that's based on the thickness of the mill and overlay that we did there. The county took the lead on that. The city was a participating member. So that new asphalt is in. We still have a little bit of touch up to do on that. And then just yesterday, we also worked on a section of Glenda Drive here in town. So that is behind the mall, Marshalltown Mall parking lot, all the way over to 2nd Ave. So just a one block stretch there. We also did some asphalt work there. In-house, we have a section of South Street that we're going to be doing a patch on. We had a frost boil over the winter that we're going to go in and do a full depth patch on. In addition to those projects, we're also going to be doing a pilot project on a maltine-based restorative seal. So if you think of asphalt, one of the things about asphalt is they're high maintenance. When you compare asphalt to concrete streets, asphalt is a flexible pavement where concrete is a rigid pavement. And that flexible pavement, it has an ability that needs to be protected from getting moisture in it. So we have a large project going on in town right now with crack and sealing of asphalt streets. That's to take any cracks that we're finding now and try to get those sealed up to prevent moisture from getting in there and popping those out, because that's going to lead to your long term of easy creation of potholes. So that is one process we're doing to try to keep those asphalt streets in a condition that's going to minimize the creation of potholes and deterioration of that, and kind of prolong the life of those asphalt streets. But the pilot project we're doing that I mentioned for maltine-based restorative seal, we're looking at South Street, 9th Street, and a section of 3rd Ave. And I'm using the term pilot project because it's a treatment technique we've not used in Marshalltown before. In fact, it's relatively new in Iowa itself. It's happened a little bit more frequently down in some of the southern states, but we're going to be doing that this fall as well on a good section. So that is, if you think of it as you're staining your deck, you know, to preserve the wood, you stain it every so often or put a water sealant on it. So that's kind of what we're going to be doing to those streets. And the intent on that is not necessarily going to improve the condition of the street today, but it's going to delay the deterioration of the street so that we're able to try to keep making progress on streets. But while we're working on, you know, these 3 miles of streets as part of the HMA Mill and Overlay project this year, we can't let everything else fall apart. We need to try to keep them and prolong their ability to store. So we've got a pilot project coming up this fall as well on that.
All right, Heather, it sounds like your teams are busy here just early in this spring, and we'll be busy throughout the summer. I appreciate you always giving us all the information and more of what's going on with our roads in town and how to get through town sometimes as things like the Center Street Viaduct is closed. So I appreciate the time today.
Thank you.